Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone lines. Ray Holman is with UAW 6000, and he's got some important news to share with us. Ray, how are you?
Doing great, Tony. How are you?
You have the stage.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to make your viewers or your listeners aware that Governor Snyder is going to issue 4 temporary layoff days for state employees. And also, they're going to let 367 positions go unfilled. And besides that, they're going to be closing 2 prisons in the Detroit area. And I just wanted to let people know that it's not necessary because the Coalition of State Employee Unions has come up with a way to save the state over $170 million. With common sense strategies from frontline staff, like, for example, investing more in frontline staff and not having multiple layers of state bureaucracy asking the private contractors to take a 10% cut. And really, when you look at the revenues coming in, just recently, the House Fiscal Agency, which is nonpartisan, stated that we're up over $215 million in revenues that was not originally anticipated. So, you know, going down this route we think is not the right direction. And, you know, we want to sit down and work out problems with the governor and come up again with common sense solutions.
How did you find out about this information? Because a lot of it hasn't been released to the public yet.
Yeah, this is just came out literally last night, maybe 5 p.m. And, you know, it's going to affect a lot of state employees, obviously, in the Detroit area that work in Mound Prison and Woodland facility. And, unfortunately, there's also a trend towards privatization. They're going to be privatizing mental health and health care services within the Department of Corrections. And that's something that we're really concerned about because history has shown that although initially going to a private contractor may look good on paper and people may think you're going to save money, what often happens is down the road those prices rise and the accountability is hard to measure. And then you're creating more layers of bureaucracy because you have to hire a bunch of people to monitor the contract.
All right. Have these additional furlough days, these 4 days, been announced, the specific dates yet?
There's not, dates have not been announced. There was a information from the governor's office and the state budget director, John Nixon, indicated this yesterday. But there's no dates have been announced regarding the 4 temporary layoffs.
And what's the number of jobs you said that won't be replaced, and where are those jobs? Are most of them with Health and Human Services? Where are they? Where should they be filled?
The majority is in the Department of Human Services. There's approximately 182 positions that won't be filled. Across the state, you're looking at a total of 367 positions. Now, there will be no layoff notices given because there's no actual human beings, you know, working. There are actually positions that are on paper that have been funded. And, you know, right now, as you know, Tony, I've mentioned on your show many times before, we need more state employees, not less. So, unfortunately, these positions are going to be eliminated. But they're not actual human beings, so they're just taking them off the books.
All right. Now, Ray, to be fair to the other perspective, it could be said that this is sour grapes on the part of the state employees union. From the aspect, look, everybody's got to cut, everyone's got to downsize, it is what it is.
That's right, Tony. And, you know, people in Michigan have been suffering, and we know that. We see it in the lobbies. And, you know, everybody does have to step up. And that's why, again, we've, you know, tried to come up with some solutions that we think will work. And we recognize that. And you look at what the state workforce has done over the last 10 years. You know, we've given up 11,000 positions, actually over 12,000 positions. And we have, you know, constantly been giving concessions in terms of temporary furlough days. You know, this is not new to us, Tony. We've had a lot of unpaid days, and we're paying more in deductibles. But you're absolutely right. You know, people are suffering. Everybody does need to tighten their belts, and hopefully we can get Michigan, on a good path moving forward here.
All right, Ray. Thanks so much for the phone call. We appreciate you greatly. Thanks.
Thanks, Tony.